One summer day in 1938, when I was living in Washington, there came a knock at my door. Opening it, I found standing there a small Japanese man, hat in hand. The same dark eyes looked intently from beneath a shock of straight black hair, but now the hair was streaked with gray. "I have come," Yama said, "because it is the 13th year." Seeing that I was mystified, he explained that it was a custom among his people to make a pilgrimage to an ancestor's grave during the 13th year after that ancestor's death to show undying respect for the departed. Yashichiro Brian Yamashita had made a pilgrimage to America from faraway Japan in order to stand for a brief hour before my father's grave in Arlington and to bow his head in silent reverence for his adopted American parents. He had brought with him several squares of crimson silk embroidered with father's name and his own, which he solemnly distributed among my family to commemorate the event. He stayed a few days, then returned to Japan. I never saw him again, for he died a few years later. Until the war intervened, Yama's family continued to send us photographs showing the progress of the camphor tree. After the war, we received a sorrowful letter from Yama's daughter enclosing a picture which showed the fire-blasted tree. It had been burned in an air raid. But 2 years later came a new photograph. The blasted stump was vigorously putting out fresh green shoots. "Even war," wrote Yama's daughter, "cannot destroy the true friendship of true friends."